Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
So did you hear about this story? Visa is declaring war on cash, essentially. They're offering 50 businesses $10,000 to go cash free. You will not be able to use cash to buy anything at those particular stores.
Why?
I think it's just part of the way society's kind of moving away from cash. Apparently in Sweden, almost half of the banks there don't even have cash on hand anymore.
Cash on hand?
Yeah. Don't carry cash. It's just
Really? Everything
is digital. I think it's interesting.
I'd be fine. I don't carry cash.
I don't either.
You don't have any.
No, we got paid today. I have some for a while.
Do we get paid today or we get paid tonight?
I don't know.
It's today. No, we got the email that says your timesheets are due. It means I'm good.
No, we get paid tonight at midnight.
You'd better be lying.
No, we get paid.
No, you are lying. It says timesheets are due.
I'm checking my account right now. I'll tell you if we got paid.
We get paid tonight at midnight.
No, we don't.
We get paid.
Because the 15th is on a Saturday and you back it up a day. Oh, God, please tell me we got paid today.
I'm looking. Two more seconds. We got paid today.
We did?
Yeah.
Woo!
I have money in my account.
Damn it.
Woo!
Damn it.
Happy Friday.
How in the hell can you live paycheck to paycheck?
Because I retain my money. I get to keep it.
What?
No, you don't retain your money. That's why you live paycheck to...
Retain is not a good word. I can do with it kind of what I want. It's my fun money. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Except electric, I guess. I pay that.
So what you're saying is you don't have any real bills to pay with your check.
I pay electric and gas in my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wait, Chris pays the mortgage on a house he doesn't own?
He does own it. It's his now.
Is his name on the...
Yes!
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
So what do you pay? The electric and the what?
Electric. Water. Oop, water. Gas.
Which is non-existent in the summer.
You still have to pay it.
My car. Not cheap. Oop. Auto insurance. I pay our auto. Mm-hmm. Yep, I do.
How are you going paycheck to paycheck?
I don't go paycheck to paycheck. Just this one time I did.
No. I do not believe that is accurate.
I had a lot of bills. I had a lot of bills this last time.
Like what?
A lot. Well, like what? I'm still paying off my tax bill. That's the biggest one.
That credit card?
Stupid $30,000 tax bill. No.
Price is Right?
No. The big bad one after the divorce.
Oh. From years ago?
It was $30,000.
Yeah.
Because you made a bad mistake.
Still paying it off. I'll pay my tax bill.
I went through a divorce. I didn't have a huge tax bill.
I go out to eat a couple times a week.
Mm.
You know.
$700 pots.
Well, I haven't done anything stupid in a while. That was just stupid, but I love my pots. But I have not done anything that stupid in a while. I did pay. I'm going to admit one thing, but don't be mad because it was a good thing that I did.
Dane, stop. I offered you 5 years ago to go over your spending, and you threw me out of the room. So from that point forward, I don't get mad.
Okay, good.
I don't care.
I did hire someone.
Oh, God.
And if you think about the long term, I'm a long term thinker, Scott.
Mm. Get in here, Rod. This is going to get bad. It's going to get ugly
real quick. This is why I don't tell you things like that. We had rock and mulch put in our backyard. We rocked our backyard. I showed you the pictures, Kara, right?
Right.
Because we have had horrible drainage issues back
there. You know, I rocked my front landscaping. I did it myself.
Okay. So that we're not talking about the rock.
Okay.
I hired a company to come out and professionally and accurately tarp underneath all of that stuff. Because here's the deal. If you don't do that, within 8 months to a year, you are going to have a weed garden growing out of every square inch of that entire large backyard. So some of it went to that because that was more expensive than I thought it would be. It's not like the grass tarp that you buy at Lowe's and put down.
How much was it?
It was like $500. Not terrible.
That's no big deal.
No, for the rest of my life, we will not have weeds in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me happy.
That's but your big expense?
When I
don't believe
you. But when I do stuff like that, like I would never say, honey, can you please pay for someone to come professionally tarp the house? I just do it, and then it comes, it's my money. You know what I mean?
What was another, because there's no way you're blowing through this much money. What are you spending this money on?
I don't know.
Well, we know it's not paying the daughter.
No,
it's not paying the daughter $20.
I did not have a bad couple of weeks.
Then why are you paycheck to paycheck?
I don't know.
It's the worst feeling, isn't it? You're like, man, I don't have any money. No, I have no idea why.
I don't have that feeling, and I pay $17,000 a year in child support.
You are a good saver.
You are.
You're a good saver.
$1,500 a month.
That hurts. That would hurt my soul.
And yet I have...
train tickets! I went to train. Train tickets!
So did I.
Some of it's starting to come back. I had better seats than you did.
Oh my God.
I know. Can we talk about something else?
Hey, Rod. I know you and Weir tonight are doing best song by a female singer.
I love it.
I would like to put in a nomination if that's okay. And it's local.
Sure, give it to me. I can ignore that.
No, you're not going to.
I said consider. I can consider that.
All right, give me some audio here.
Will this aching pass? Will this night be through?
You know.
The breaking glass.
That's good. It's a good
I want to feel steel of the red hot truth. And I'd do anything to get it out of my mind. I need some insanity of that temporary kind.
All
tell
right.
me how will I ever
what?
Be the same?
I got one.
Hang on. Right here. Here comes the chorus. Alyssa Etheridge.
Alyssa Etheridge isn't bad.
She's from Leavenworth.
Tell me how you feel about these two words, Mazzy Star, fade into you.
Not included?
Many more than two words.
That is I don't great
mind.
Song.
I like Mazzy Star. I really do.
Mm.
The thing is, like Billboard magazine came out with a... best girl songs, and it was like Spice Girls and just crap.
No.
And we were like, no, there's so much better music out there.
No.
How can you not?
But I think you got to put the local girl in there too, don't you?
No, you don't possibly. Have to, but you
maybe,
could.
Maybe, Rod, from 1987, you got to drop this one.
Is that a
Miss
T
pal?
Just
a woman? It's a chick. I mean, Rod, she's got to get in there.
Not to be completely stealing Weir's material here, but that's a good list.
That's a great list.
You guys are going to have fun with that tonight.
Oh, man, I'm having fun with it right now.
You're going to have to turn off the
Who are we forgetting from the 80s or the 70s? I mean... can you go to Neil without the captain? I don't know what are the rules.
No, okay. it's sung
it's
by,
gotta
by a girl.
It's got to be a woman.
Right. That's one of the great things about this list is you go any genre, any era.
You could do Etta James at last. Wowza. Yeah.
Hang on, I'm trying to line this one up here real quick.
You got to have some Etta James on there.
Hang on, I'm trying to line this one up.
Are you going like Diana Ross?
I'm in port.
Are you going old school?
It goes like this.
What are you drawing?
Janice.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends.
Okay.
So, Lord, won't you buy me
a Mercedes Benz? That crazy drunk woman could sing.
I'm telling you, if me and Bobby McGee isn't on that list, I quit.
Rod?
I quit.
Rod?
Yes?
How can you ignore this one? Right here.
Go ahead.
And I
Yeah, good point.
Okay, that's not funny. That's not funny.
No. No, kiss off. That's a great. Turn it back up.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I think Whitney, God rest her soul, God rest her cracked out soul, she should get honorable mention on your list. But I know there is one performer, and she's one of Rod's favorites, and I cannot believe he has not mentioned it.
Celine Dion?
Yes!
No, there will
not. You know your heart will go on. Yes.
No.
I mean, Rod, she has to be considered.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
No. Song sung by a woman, not a Canadian cow.
Can we hear the recorder version of this again?
Yes. The recorder version is arguably better than that version.
Arguably, it's way better.
It's hilarious.
Hate that man-faced woman cow
thing. Do you remember one day Rod called Celine Dion a mad man-faced cow?
Yeah, man-faced Canadian cow.
We got in trouble, and
Landreth was furious.
New boss at the time was like, could we please not call Celine Dion a man-faced cow anymore?
What is she, a personal friend of yours?
It's really weird.
Just because your brother's a Canadian doesn't mean we have to like her. Now, listen. Weinbaum came in here the other day with a pretty good idea.
Okay.
He suggested, and I'm being serious, that I go out this weekend and buy all four of us a recorder and a recorder how-to book with a song. You have 1 week.
1 week.
To learn the recorder and a song.
Of your choosing.
And then we have a recital. I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
Oh my God, I love it.
I have a recorder. You don't even need to buy me one.
All right. I will buy three recorders this weekend with three how-to books.
I'm in.
Rod?
We don't even need a how-to book. It's a recorder.
Sure.
But you get to pick your own song.
And you get to pick. Like, I'm going to go with Motley Crue's Too Fast for Love.
That's going to be a challenge in
on
a week.
The recorder.
Not really. Too Fast. Too Fast for Love. Too Fast.
Can I do Smoke on the Water?
Oh, God. Turn it off.
Okay, can I do Smoke on the Water? That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I will take your recorder song suggestions on the text line at 22980. Because I would have idea what to pick.
No, wait. And I know we got to get to Travis.
It's got to be something with three notes.
Are you in? Kara Marks.
Yes.
Rod Babcock.
Yes.
I'm in. Traffic and weather together. We'll start with Major Lines.
Now, a couple of problems here. Still trying to wrap this crash westbound 435 just before Holmes.
Facebook advertising starts at $5 a day. At Something Different Media Group, our advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Something Different's approach is simple. We learn about your business, and then we get to work. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
With the recorder concert.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest here, because I have a recorder. In fact, I think it's in my car, because I hid it from the children.
Like, out in the car in the parking lot?
Yeah. Here's the problem. I'm just going to be honest.
Can you go get it to practice?
I will not be able to get through it without just absolutely cracking up.
Well, you're going to have to practice harder.
When it comes to doing a recital and doing it in a microphone, and you know it's going to be some stupid song, I don't think I can do it without absolutely cracking up. But I'll try.
What song do you want to do?
Well, it has to be something with like three or four...
chords?
Chords.
So Back in Black?
I'm not a recorder savant.
Like Back in Black or something, or Who Made Who? by AC/DC?
I don't know those songs. It's got to be something.
You don't
like,
know Back in Black by
it's
AC/DC?
It's got to be something like, well, yeah.
You Shook Me All Night Long.
Oh, okay.
And You Shook Me All Night Long. Na na na. Na na na. I don't think it's real hard.
You shook me all night long. I'll still back up. You know, I can't get through this one. Here's what I'll do. I can do it if you don't look at me. I can do it if you don't look at me.
Do you have the recorder in the car?
No, I haven't seen it in a while. But I know I have
one. Is it
one.
In the car? Don't lie to me
right now. No, no, no.
Look at me in the eye.
No, no, no.
Oh, Iron Man. Oh, wait, no, that's Smoke on the Water. I am Iron Man. Oh, I'll have to think about it. Story here from Fox News. Parents of Marion County, I think this is from out of California, Marion County's 20,000 elementary school students will no longer have to badger their young children to do their worksheets, spelling words, or math problems.
Okay.
That's because Superintendent Heidi Mayer on Wednesday issued a no homework mandate to teachers at the 31 elementary schools for the 2017-2018 school year, citing research that shows that young children do better in school when they are given a break from the rigors of a typical school day. The district alerted educators of the new mandate in an automated voice message. It was sent to more than 1,200 elementary teachers in all of the district's K through 5 schools. Superintendent Mayer said the research is clear. Homework causes more harm than good.
Boom.
Mayer based her decision on the research of Richard Allington, a University of Tennessee professor. Allington's research found that reading to a child has more positive effects on children than homework. Quoting here from Superintendent Mayer, the research showed that students who are given a preponderance of homework do not perform better or get better grades than those who do not. School district spokesman Kevin Christian said that instead of homework, parents will be asked to read with their children for 20 minutes every night. Superintendent Mayer said the district will send out an automated voice message to parents asking them to spend 20 minutes of quality time reading with their children. And the actual type of book is something the parent and the child should pick, or what she calls self-selection.
I do like that.
You do?
My children will read if they are not forced to read. It's like me and cooking.
Well, it sounds like this is forcing them to read. They're forcing you to read to your child for 20 minutes a night.
That's fine. But I like the idea of saying, instead of assigning 10 books a year, we'll give you a list of 200 books. Pick 10. Do you understand what I'm saying? Versus saying, you're going to read Of Mice and Men, and you're going to read...
I don't think they're going to do that at the elementary school.
Well, I'm just saying, when they get into middle school, I think they would read more and more frequently if they had some freedom to choose what they were reading. I really do.
Somebody says most parents can't be bothered to spend 5 minutes to help their kids on homework, much less 20 minutes to read to them at night.
Oh, I do. The problem is there's four of them, and you know, it just takes a long time sometimes.
Well, that would be 80 minutes a night for you when they were younger.
Yeah, when they were younger.
Could you have done it?
Yes, when they were younger.
80 minutes a night.
I mean, there were a lot of nights where we spent helping them. Yeah. They're older now, so thank goodness they just do their own stuff.
Rod, could you read to Roman for 20 minutes a night? Do you already? Are you still eating and you can't talk on the radio?
Doritos are delicious. Have you had Doritos?
Yes, I have, Rod.
Do you know that if you get nacho and you get Cool Ranch and you mix them together?
Rod, focus. Could you read to Roman for 20 minutes a night?
I used to every single night.
You used to, but you don't anymore?
No, because now Roman would prefer to read on his own.
Hmm.
Roman is an avid reader.
Good.
And it is the one thing that every time we go to the school, you know how like when you go and you talk to the teacher and the teacher says something nice, then she tells you what's wrong with your damn child, and then she tells you something nice again. to kind of sandwich it in.
Yeah, it's a pat on the back, kick in the butt, pat on the back. Yes,
aww,
of course.
I like
our
that.
Pat on the backs are always Roman reads better than seventh graders. And, you know, he's nine.
What's the kick in the butt?
He's my son.
Disruptive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants to tell jokes.
Mm-hmm. He thinks farts are funny.
That's because they're hilarious.
Thank you.
Hello, teacher, person. See what you have to look forward to there, Kara Marcher? Mm-hmm. It's all coming your way.
Yep.
How many weeks?
12 days.
Woo! I better get on that gift.
You better get on that. You better get on that recorder because we're running out of time.
Let's get the recorder Monday.
Are you in?
Oh yeah, man.
What song are you gonna do?
I don't know yet.
It's got to be something. It can't be like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
No, it has to be something
like a real song
and pop.
Like a real rock or pop song.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah. The whole thing, huh?
No, just enough that
you can recognize it.
Yes,
or
Scott's
going to
do "Rhyme of the Ancient Mariners."
I'll tell you, there are a bunch of suggestions on the text line. Just look at the text line,
okay?
And that'll give you your idea for what you want.
Okay,
because I was like, "Oh yeah,
I'm going to do Bohemian Rhapsody."
Yes,
yes, I am. So the newsroom at Kara Marcher.
A woman accused in a kidnapping.
Kansas City station for news, traffic, and weather. This is 98.1 FM KMBZ.
Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. And these are nice cards with a protective coating. 100 DVDs or CDs duplicated for only $75. Something different can transfer your old videos to DVD. Buy one transfer to DVD and get another video transferred for free. That's right, for free. Call now for more info. 913-764-9500. Call now for more info. 913-764-9500. Ask about pickup or delivery in the Kansas City metro area.
I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise again that I would call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. It's probably good I didn't call her, but I always want to. And I beg you, but you know I'll never
hold. Skip right in on the text line. I just got my tattoo finished and was streaming you guys the whole time. It made it hurt a lot less. Aww. Oh, thanks. I hope it was a good tattoo.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is that pain like? It's like a 3?
I've never had one. Rod, the pain of a tattoo?
It hurts. It's like you'd have to imagine if a needle was going in and out of your skin really fast. And they were using that needle to draw a picture.
Mm-hmm. I do understand the general concept of tattooing.
So, yeah.
I just don't understand.
Like that.
Like, I think I have a pretty low pain tolerance. I just don't think I can do it.
Really?
Yeah. I concussed myself today, Scott.
Dana, you slammed your own hand in a car door and you thought you were dying.
I almost did.
Okay.
It was touch and go.
Anyways, in all seriousness, it's like getting your leg caught on something and cutting it, you know, like walking by a fence and there's a piece sticking out and it cuts your leg. When you walk by that first little rip of skin, that's what it's like. I mean, the first time you lay there on the table and you hear the gun go and the guy starts drawing on you, you're like, whoa.
And you can't move.
No.
Mm-mm.
Or he was scarred for life.
I wonder if anyone has ever started to get the tattoo and then said, I'm out. Forget it.
Yeah, that's where love dots come from.
Is that for real?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have like a black dot. They went, nope, never mind.
You got a tattoo.
Yeah.
It's in an area that only Paul can see.
Right.
How would you describe the pain?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, more like a 6, maybe.
A 6?
Wow.
And what do you have, an M&M or something? Or
no, my Leo symbol.
What?
She's
You're one
Leo.
Of those astrology people?
Really, it was something that wasn't going to change. So
that's true. That. You will always be a Leo.
Yes.
Okay, and it's like on your hip below the pant line, right?
Right.
Okay.
Do you want your horoscope today?
Sure.
Somebody says it's like being stung by a bee a million times.
Yeah, it's just, it's little pricks. It's not bad.
Really? Hate little pricks.
Just like this show.
Professional interests might temporarily interfere with your social life, Leo. This might cause a little friction between you and a close friend.
She said little pricks.
Or romantic partner.
Oh, no.
You don't like little pricks. I mean, and
I mean, who does?
Is this the problem?
So it bothered you that you had to deal with all those little pricks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Okie dokie.
Okay,
bye.
Goodbye. That's great. Thank you.
So anyway, Rod, have you heard about this guy down in New Zealand? He's trying to get a job, but he was arrested recently. And he has a wife and, or a girlfriend and a child. But when he was in the slammer, he got high on hooch. And he had tattooed across the lower part of his face. So imagine from your sideburn all the way across your cheek to your above your mouth and below your mouth, across your other cheek over to the other sideburn, it says devastate with the number 8 as the ATE.
Oh, give me a break.
Devastate. And he had that tattooed across the lower half of his face. It almost looks like a beard, okay? If you can understand that. And he had tattooed across his face one night when he got high on hooch in jail for an armed robbery. Devastate across his face. And now he's saying, I can't get a job.
No!
I'm shocked.
Do you know where he needs to work? And I hate to say this, and I'm not knocking this job at all. But he has limited choices, and one of them is a call center. Somewhere where you can be productive, have a job, but you don't have to have any face-to-face interaction.
But is even
or
the call
warehouse?
Or yeah, or is even the warehouse supervisor or the call center supervisor going to give you a job with devastate across your face?
It is true. You would not be in the eyes of the public. But as the hiring person, as the hiring manager, when the dude walks in whose face says devastate, like a Joker smile.
So which is what it looks like, Rod.
Yeah, hey, you tend to go,
have you seen the picture of this guy?
I'm going to guess you don't have great decision-making skills.
That's the thing. It's a decision-making skill issue.
Maybe I don't need you working here.
This coming from a guy who has tattoos all the way down the back of both calves.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Have you seen this guy's face?
Yeah, I just looked at it.
I mean, it's bad.
It's ridiculous.
Two questions.
I mean, Dana, come on.
Let me see again.
Hang on.
Two questions.
Let me get the story up.
Number one, who would think that would be a good idea? And number two, who is the tattoo artist? Oh, my God. He looks like
they were in jail.
Idiot.
The tattoo artist was like, oh, hell yeah, that's a good idea. If I was you, I'd do it in black. Although a lot of people on the text line have a great point. Grow a damn beard.
Grow a beard.
Not everybody can.
True. But
why?
Whoa. We're missing something else in the picture. Have you noticed something else in the picture that may be preventing him from getting...
Is that a hickey?
Those are two hickeys.
Gross!
He's in his 20s.
Oh, well, you didn't say he was a classy guy. The dude has devastate across his mouth, and you're like, he has hickeys? Really? That's kind of tacky.
If you were going
got to the hickeys, okay?
If you were going to rob a bank and put a bandana around your mouth, that is the width and length of this tattoo. Picture a bank robber with a full bandana.
I don't think a beard would cover this up, man.
All right, the photo's on our Facebook page. Go to the KMVZ. I will say this. We've talked about tattoos on this show before. It's bad.
Oh, my God.
It's bad.
Dude, if he was high on hooch while he was in the slammer, can you imagine his reaction when he woke up the next morning? He was like, ugh. And he's got to pee real bad, and he's going over to the toilet in the cell. He's like, brrr. Taking care of the business, goes to wash his face or wash his hands, looks up in the mirror and sees that on his face.
Well,
there's no walking that one back.
He's not a bad looking guy.
No, when he woke up in the morning and he like stretched and gave a little yawn, his whole face screamed. And he went, ow! What the heck? Did somebody just like slap me all night? Why does my face hurt? And he immediately went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror and went, well, actually, okay. He immediately went over to the stainless steel toilet in the corner and the piece of shiny metal that you can use for a mirror in prison and looked at that and went, oh, God, what have I done?
He took one look and thought, where did those hickeys come from?
I mean, there's multiple reasons why you're not getting a job.
Yeah, if you get, Dana's got a good point. If you get picked up from jail with a hickey, you had an interesting night.
Is your business advertising stale? We're now in a different time. If your company relies on old school marketing, you run the risk of becoming stale and out of touch. Something different can show you how to be at the forefront of your industry. Something different can help drive traffic to your door. Call Something Different now at 866-744-9900 for a free evaluation. That's 866-774-9900. Visit Something Different in Kansas City, Leawood, Lee's Summit on the Northland, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Video surfaced of a Florida state attorney general being pulled over by two police officers, and she happens to be black. And she challenges the two police officers on why they pulled her over.
Yeah, she wasn't doing anything wrong, so she says to them, why'd you pull me over?
What agency you with?
I'm the state attorney.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Your tag didn't come back. Never seen that before. I'm sorry? Yeah. We're good now.
So it was...
We ran a tag. I've never seen it before. A Florida tag. It's never come back to anything before. So that's the reason for the stop.
What was the tag run for?
I'm sorry?
What was the tag run for?
Oh, we run tags all the time, whether it's the traffic lights and that sort of stuff. That's how we figure out if, you know, cars were stolen and that sort of thing. Also, the windows were really dark. I don't have a tint measure, but that's another reason for the stop.
Do you guys have cards on here?
Yeah, one second. Actually, this isn't my car, but I can write my name down if you'd like.
Okay.
If you missed it, he said, I'm sorry, what agency do you work for? And she's the state's attorney. There was no reason for that stop.
We don't know that.
No, there wasn't.
Oh, interesting. Ayala, who is the attorney who was pulled over, was in the news earlier this year after she announced she would not seek the death penalty for an accused cop killer. Governor Rick Scott removed her from the case over that decision.
I would not agree with that decision either. I think an accused cop killer should face the death penalty, and I also think you have to have probable cause to pull somebody over.
Now, she did agree the traffic stop was consistent with Florida law, but still merited a conversation with law enforcement.
Okay.
They didn't recognize her tags. They pulled her over.
What agency you with?
I'm the state attorney.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Your tag didn't come back. Never seen that before.
I am the state attorney.
I'm sorry? Yeah. We're good now.
So it was...
We ran a tag. I've never seen it before. A Florida tag. It's never come back to anything before. So that's the reason for the stop.
What was the tag run for?
I'm sorry?
What was the tag run for?
Oh, we run tags all the time, whether it's the traffic lights and that sort of stuff. That's how we figure out if, you know, cars are stolen and that sort of thing. Also, the windows were really dark. I don't have a tint measure, but that's another reason for the stop.
Do you guys have cards on here?
Yeah, one second. Actually, this isn't my car, but I can write my name down if you'd like.
Where'd you go? That means you're nervous. A story here out of Richmond, Virginia. Elected officials in North Carolina violated the Constitution by opening meetings with Christian prayer and inviting audience members to join. A federal appeals court ruled Friday in a closely watched case likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know why this is a big deal?
What?
Because every single state house in America opens up their sessions with a prayer.
Okay.
Well, the Virginia Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional.
I think it's unconstitutional if you force them to open the session with prayer.
Let me ask you a question.
If members just choose to open the session with prayer, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Every year, you know this, I go to Leavenworth mm-hmm. for the Memorial Day service.
You do?
Every single year, they have a retired colonel who is a retired chaplain as well
okay.
come out and lead the group in prayer. That is on federal government property. It okay. is at a federal cemetery. It looks like Arlington. Yeah. Okay? All the headstones look yeah. exactly the same.
My grandpa's like that.
Is that a violation of the Constitution?
No.
Why? You have a chaplain from the U.S. military on federal property
mm-hmm.
leading a group of probably 600 to 700 people mm-hmm. in a prayer.
And I'm sure if you asked a rabbi to come and bless mourners, or if you asked an imam to come and bless mourners, they would come too, and that would be fine too.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that at a cemetery or in a church or in a place where people are going to mourn.
What about in a state house? What about at a county commission meeting? What about at a city council meeting?
I'm going to let it pass because it's Friday.
Okie dokie. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. 576-7798. Get your grievances
in. Can I pray for an end to this topic?
Do what?
Can I pray for an end to that topic?
Yes. 576-7798. Get your grievances in now. 576-7798.